WITFM.
88.1 Gina Alexandria. 92.5 Greenwood Shreveport. 98.9 Monroe, West Monroe. 100.1 Lake Charles.
And KQJO FM.
99.3 St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi.
And online at www.kaytfm.com.
Ready to have a little church.
I'm Reverend Stanley Mathis, senior pastor of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, and you're listening to Paradise Ministry. Paradise Ministry is now brought to you by Robinson Mortuary. Robinson Mortuary is a family-serving family. They are located at 1850 Military Highway, Pineville, Louisiana, and their phone number is area code 318-442-7300. Join us now as we enter into a service already in progress as I preach and teach the Word of God. Are being done in the world today, but we have a God who is moving us closer to Him. My brothers and sisters, David was rejoicing. Every now and then, we should be able to rejoice. If you know the Lord has been your shepherd, for He is the maker, the creator, the sustainer of life. And when you have a personal relationship, when you have a personal encounter with the Lord, your life is significantly different. In other words, you act oddly, different from the things of the world. Not to say that you're perfect, but you're striving for perfection. And one day we have been all predestined to look just like Him. In holiness and in righteousness. We're so busy looking at the exterior. We're so busy putting on our makeup, our dress, our cologne. We're so busy looking at all our fancy attire. And the Lord says, I ain't interested in that. But what the Lord is interested in is what's in our heart. And if your heart is right, the Lord knows something significantly different about you because He knows the interior you, and He's not concerned about the exterior you. And the Lord is spiritually looking at us from an inward position because when we put out stuff, we're putting out stuff that we can never take back. You missed it. You can't take back stuff you said because it's out there in the archives of time and it will never change because you said it, it's affirmed, it's believable, and now you have to stand on it. I'm reminded of what my uncle told me once. He was pastor of St. John Primitive Baptist Church, and I said, the Lord is going to get all those pastors who are cheating on their wives. And I said, they've done something wrong. And my uncle said, nephew, you're going to have to live that. And I wonder why he said that. He said it because whatever you put out, you better be able to live it. Be careful what you speak. Because sometimes you can speak things that you've got to live by. Sometimes you hurt people's feeling, you hurt their emotion that can never be repaired. Be careful how we treat your brothers and your sisters in the Lord. Because it's a heart endeavor that's being presented. Not only to the one, but to the world and the one who created it all. My brothers and sisters, when you have a personal relationship with the Lord, who is our shepherd, David said in that 34th Psalm, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continuously be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me and let us exalt His name together. I sought the Lord and He heard me and delivered me from all my fears. You miss your shout when He said, oh, magnify the Lord with me. And let us exalt his name together. This is bigger than one person. If the Lord is the maker, the creator, the sustainer of this world, of this universe, if he is your water when you're thirsty, if he is your food when you're hungry, if he is your shelter in a time of storm, he tells us, oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let's make this thing bigger than what we've ever done in our entire life, because we serve a great God, a mighty God, an eternal God. And when we magnify the Lord, we explode his worship and his praise, for he is truly worthy of all praise, honor, and glory. That's the God that we serve. Is there anybody in the house who can testify what the Lord has done in your life? They say you would fail, but they don't know our God. For I was once lost, but now I'm found. I was once blind, but now I see. I was once sick, but now I'm well. Maybe you haven't been through some things in life similar to Job, but Job, God even said, was a good and a righteous man. But he went through some things in life. And if Job could go through some things, how much more do you and I will go through in life? But we have to magnify the Lord in spite of our trials, in spite of our tribulation, in spite of our up, in spite of our sickness, in spite of health condition. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. Thank God that he is with you. Thank God that he is caring for you. Thank God that he is comforting you. And that's why we can rejoice today and say, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continuously be in my mouth. When praises go up, blessings, blessings, blessings come down. Let the Redeemer of the Lord say so. So, Pastor, what does redeem mean? I'm glad you asked. To buy back or to regain possession of. To buy back or to regain possession of. And it was Yeshua, Jesus, Hebrew, who purchased us back to the Father, Adonai, Yahweh, Elohim. It was Jesus who purchased us back to the Father. And today, we understand that the Lord is our Savior. For he went to Calvary, and he died for us. And in doing so, he made provision for us to receive eternal life. No one else but Jesus. Neither is there salvation in any other. It was Jesus. It was not Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, or Joseph. It wasn't Moses. It was not Abraham. It was Jesus. For it was one thing to call him Savior, but it's another thing to call him Shepherd. For a shepherd is one who oversees. But it's another thing. But God oversees everything that he created. And because he oversees it, he has a vested interest in everything that he made and created. God has a vested interest in everything and everyone. I don't care what you look like. I don't even care what you act like. God has a vested interest in you. There are things that we do in life that are contrary to what God desires for us to do. But yet the same God who made us, same God who made us in his image, well, he said, let us make man in our image and after our likeness. God has a vested interest in everything that he made or created. And when you have a vested interest in it, you should embrace the one who made or created you. He has a vested interest in our life. For fearfully and wonderfully made. In the image of our maker, our creator, in the image of the one who established, affirmed, declared, and decreed, in the image of one who fashioned, molded, and shaped us in his image, in the image that makes us look like him spiritually, walk like him, talk like him. That's a spiritual image and not a physical image. And that spiritual image is something that you cannot see, but it is revealed through our actions, our conduct, and our character. It is revealed in the way we present ourselves to one another. And when we present ourselves to the world, we present ourselves in a loving capacity by which Christ has established for you and me. My brothers and sisters, Jesus has an interest in you. So David said in that first, that the Lord is my shepherd. He is our healer, our restorer, and our redeemer. And David said, the Lord who never changed is my shepherd. The Lord is my shepherd. And the same Lord who will be your shepherd when mother is gone. The same Lord will be your shepherd when your father is gone. And we can say that because the Lord is faithful and eternal. Faithful because God cannot lie, nor can he break an unconditional promise that he made. Everyone that he made, he will fulfill. Every covenant he made, he will keep. But Pastor, I'm waiting for my breakthrough. Keep waiting. For they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. Keep waiting on the Lord, for your change may never come in your time, but your change will always come at his time. For his time is not our time, and his ways are not our way. And when we stop thinking about how we want to do it and start allowing the way and let God have his way in your life. We hinder the Lord far too much when we try to do it. We mess up far too many times when we try to do it. God knows what he's up to because he has seen the future from eternity past. He knows everything that will happen. He knows everything that's going to occur at its designated time, and it will not be altered for anybody. He did not alter anything for his son. Jesus said when he went to the cross, Father, if it is possible, all things are possible with God. But he said, not as I will, let your will be done. And when we get out of our will and allow the Lord's will to be done in our life, God will do exceedingly abundantly more than we could ask or think. That's the God that we serve. God is not going to violate his will for our will, nor the things that we want because we want it, because God will accomplish everything in its season. That's what I love about the Lord. I don't cry how much you cry. I don't care how much you want. I don't care how much you beg. The Lord says, I ain't going to do it because it's not a part of my will. I'm not going to perform that which you're trying to do. It's not a part of my will. My brothers and sisters, God will fulfill everything that he said. He's not going to break his covenant. The Lord will never change because he is faithful. So the first thing we see is that the Lord is caring. He's present. He's right now. Secondly, God is consistent. For it was God who managed the affairs of men. He called us before we knew him, and he guided instruction and ordered our footsteps. You are here this morning because your step, the steps of a good man, are ordered by the Lord, and he delighted in his way. The steps, your steps are ordered by the Lord. He knows what steps we will make in life. And some of our steps will lead us directly towards him. But there are times in our life our steps take us in direction we shouldn't be going in. Our step will lead us in path and righteousness. I tell all of my preachers, be careful not to open the door before it's time. I told my...
Thank you for tuning in to Paradise Ministry. We pray something said today has encouraged you in your personal relationship with the Lord. If you would like to have a copy of this message, you can email us at antiochmathis@bellsouth.net, or you can send a love offering of